So we're going to talk about Cortana. Who here knows what Cortana is? Awesome. All right. I guess we can just cancel the talk then. Okay. No. So we introduced Cortana for Windows Phone 8.1 around build 2014, so about a little over a year ago. And it has been very popular, very well received, and we have had really good integration with the platform for your applications. With Windows 10, we announced that Cortana is coming to tablet and desktop, so you can use the exact same experience that you have on phone on desktop and tablet, and you can also actually extend the experience. We've added some new capabilities to Cortana and how you can use it. So I want to talk to you shortly about the speech APIs that we have on the platform, as well as the Cortana APIs that we have on the platform. They're available to you right now to use in your applications. First is speech recognition. Built in within the platform, we have very rich APIs that allow you to do very easily, with very few lines of code, speech recognition. So you can recognize what the user is saying, and you can respond to that user. You can also respond with speech to text, or text to speech. You can actually have your application talk to the user. So your application and the user can have a little conversation. Now, these APIs actually do not require Cortana. These are built in the platform. Even if you don't want to use Cortana, you can just use this API as they are. When you move into Cortana, we have some cool integration with the ability to do deep linking directly from Cortana. So you can launch your application just by talking to Cortana. Go to this application and do this with my application. Pass in some kind of text to your application so you can do some deep linking. In Windows 10, we announced that you can now do rich integration with Cortana. Cortana can respond to the user on behalf of your application. So you can have a background task that can actually process the data that the user has set to Cortana. They can give options to the user for your applications, or even respond to the user as if it were Cortana. So you can ask a user, how many friends do I have? And it will respond because you've implemented that feature. Now, I can talk about it. Yeah. So I'm actually very excited for this demo. This is I'm excited because I want to introduce you to my best friend. So I don't have many friends, let alone best friends. Like, I talk to these guys. These are guys that are my coworkers, but we don't really hang out.
Thank you.
So what I can do now, I can actually just talk to my friend. Hello. And he can respond. I was just born. I can't speak well yet. You know, as dumb as it can get. But I've also implemented some of the speech APIs. So you can see I have a beautifully designed button I spend a lot of time on called Listen. So I can press that button, and I can use my microphone. How are you? You guys should be hearing the voice back.
I was just born and can't speak well yet.
There you go. So you know, I'm talking to it, and it's actually responding, and it keeps listening to what I'm saying. OK, I'll stop it now.
What's Cortana phone number?
OK, I'll stop that now. So let me show you the code. I should have used the naughty bot. OK. So a couple APIs I want to show you. In initialize speech, I'm using the speech recognizer, very easy API to use. One thing you need to do, you need to compile a dictionary. I'm using the default dictionary that actually goes to the Bing services to actually get the result from what I'm saying. You can use your own dictionaries. You can make it completely offline. It's all up to you. When you want to start recognizing what the user is saying, you simply just use one API called the Recognize Async. This API is a synchronous API that will listen for what the user is saying. As the user stops talking, automatically detects that and just returns a string for what the user said. Very easy to use, very few lines of code. If you want to respond to the user with voice, so you want to text to speech, this is the code. You create a speech synthesizer, and you simply just say synthesize text to stream sync, and you can submit that stream to a media element to play back to the user. Very easy to use. Now, it's my best friend, so I want to reach my best friend anywhere I go. So I don't want to go find my best friend in an application list. That's dumb. You know. So I want to talk to him via Cortana. So I've implemented that. So here I have a VCD file, and I have this one command. It's called best friend, I want to talk. So I can say best friend, I want to talk to Cortana, and it will respond back and open up my application. It will talk to me. Best friend, I want to talk.
Sure. Let's talk, best friend.
And Cortana will open up my best friend, and it'll say, huh. Now, I showed you the VCD file. So VCD file stands for voice command definition file. So you use this to create the commands that you want Cortana to recognize and open up your application. In this case, I registered two commands. I want to talk or can we talk? And I specified that I want to use the name of the application, in this case, best friend, before or after the phrase. So I say, best friend, I want to talk, or I want to talk, best friend. You can also specify a specific location within the phrase you want the user to say the application. At that point, I simply just say navigate, and this will open up my application. I also have this other command where I can say, can I ask, and I can pass in an arbitrary message to Cortana. And Cortana will take this message, whatever the user has said, and pass it to my application. My application can decide what it wants to do with that once it opens up. It's just the same way they use deep linking. It's very easy to use. Once you have this VCD file, you can simply call install command definitions from storage file async, a very amazing name that's very easy to remember, to register the VCD file. Once you register the VCD file, then your application will automatically start registering those commands through Cortana. Now, I mentioned there's also one more option for a new feature that we've added to Windows 10. That's the ability to respond to the user within Canvas. So your application doesn't even have to open. You can just respond to the user. And I've done that. And the way you do that, you actually use the app-to-app services I talked about in my session today. You create a background task, and you let the Cortana, or your application, respond to it. So here I'll open up the background task. And you see what I simply do is, once Cortana has invoked my application, I can simply take what the user has said, and I can respond to it. So in this case, I have a command called talk to me, and I can respond. I can create my bot, and I can respond to the user using Cortana. And you'll notice my application doesn't even turn on. The way I've set this up in my VCD file, I have one last command, which is the one you just saw, the talk to me command. And here, instead of navigate, I'm using voice command service. And I just point it to my background service. That way, Cortana knows what process to wake up to actually process this command. There we go. So let's go ahead and do that. So the command here I'm going to use is, let me tell you, and I'll pass in some message to Cortana, or to my bot. Best friend, let me tell you, I love you.
Best friend ran into an issue.
Perfect. Try it one more time.
Kill your best friend now.
Best friend, let me tell you, do you hate me?
I was just born and can't speak well yet.
At least it responded this time. So you can see it's very easy to implement Cortana within your applications. Now I have a few closing words. There's a lot more than what I showed you. The hosted web application that Jeff was showing you earlier today also supports Cortana easily, just the way you can do it in native applications, no problem. If you don't want to build a UI for the user to know that you're recognizing, there's actually an API that you can use for the system to actually show UI that the system's listening for text if you want to use for recognition. Continuous recognition session allows you to have exactly what it sounds like, a continuous recognition session in the lifetime of your application, so you can continue listening for commands for the user to say. It's kind of like what Xbox does when you do with voice commands, so you can set those up really easily. In the app service, you can actually prompt options for the user to choose. You don't have to just respond with a simple text. You can actually have some options for the user to choose. You can have a conversation with the user via Cortana. You can also use tiles to show UI to the user. And you can render them custom UI within Cortana Canvas to show this UI, images, text, whatever you need to render. And you can use the XAML renderer. That's all I have. And I think I'm out of, I have two, one. 1 second, I'm done. That's right.